It's About Family, Dissecting the Block Charge Call, and 5 weekends of live streaming. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The community aspect of high school sports is alive and well in Eaton Rapids. This suitcase community, about 25 minutes southwest of Lansing, has long been known for its strong wrestling program, and helping keep that flame lit this year is Austin O'Haron, a senior who is the reigning Division II individual champion at 145 pounds. He's leading the Greyhounds into this weekend's team finals in Kalamazoo as the number 4 seed, and says it's the family aspect of Eaton Rapids wrestling that's very, very special.
My freshman year, I knew all the seniors, I knew all the juniors, I pretty much knew everybody. There were kids that I'd wrestled with in the youth, and so we were already like family, and that's what I think makes Eaton Rapids better than most teams, just because we're close and homegrown. We all wrestle together in the youth programs, and now we're wrestling in high school together.
You can read more about Austin O'Haron on the second half page of the MHSEA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Kevin Behegan, Seth Hellman, Leo Wheeler, and Colton Hadala, the Houghton Boys 400-yard freestyle relay team, which won the last event in the day and with it the title at the Upper Peninsula swimming and diving finals Saturday at Marquette. And the girls Gladstone 200 medley relay team of Claire Trumbrua, Sydney Haru, Abby Rolu, and Taylor McFarlane, which set a UP finals record in leading the Braves to a championship last weekend. Choose the food first mentality. Nutrient-rich foods provide all the energy and nutrition your body needs for optimal performance. The bonus? Whole foods are cheaper than any sports supplements. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
It's often been said that the most difficult call to make in all of sports officiating is the block charge in basketball. When you're watching your next basketball game, the key for the official in getting the play correct is determining whether or not the defender gets in a legal guarding position. Many times we'll hear announcers and commentators talk about the defender having his feet planted or stationary. That actually isn't required by the rule. The rules require the defender to be in a legal guarding position, which is a position where it's facing the offensive player and they have established a position in advance of the offensive player. If the defender's in a legal position, the contact is now a charge.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go to the MHSEA website now to be a referee. Winter championships are now underway in earnest, and for the next 5 weekends, if you can't get to the finals, MHSAA TV and the NFHS Network will have live streaming video of a number of events. It starts Friday at noon from Kalamazoo with the team wrestling finals. Division 4 action leading off, followed by Division 1 at about 2:15, Division 3 at 4:30, and Division 2 at 6:45. On Saturday, the semifinals take place in Divisions 1 and 4 at 9 a.m., followed at 11:15 by Divisions 2 and 3. The four finals culminate the week's action Saturday afternoon at 3:30. Next weekend, we'll have 20 cameras manning the mats at Ford Field for the individual wrestling finals on March 2nd and 3rd, and on those same days, the girls' competitive cheer finals will stream live from Grand Rapids. March 8th and 10th, the semifinals and finals of the ice hockey finals will take place from Plymouth, and the Lower Peninsula boys swimming and diving finals will be shown on the 10th. All of the basketball quarterfinal and semifinal games will be streamed live again the following 2 weekends on MHSAA.tv, and Fox Sports Detroit will be live for the championship games in those two sports. A $9.95 subscription to MHSAA TV gives you access to all of the games being shown on the NFHS Network over that 5-weekend span, as well as allowing you to watch state championship action from around the country on the NFHS Network. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.